Oh, okay.
To me, a prostitute is the one that takes money.
Oh, but a whore doesn't have to take
money. I don't know, really. I mean, that's my way of looking at it.
Okay. What about a call girl? No, what's the difference?
Well, a call girl is just what it says it is to my way of thinking and knowing. I mean, she's on call. She can be called any time of the day or night. She works for someone who calls her to go, you know, to a particular place.
All right, I'm trying to get a class hierarchy here. Like, I'm sure you don't.
Well, today a call girl would be a higher class than a prostitute.
Okay.
A prostitute can be picked up off the streets.
Okay. Okay, that's good. All right. Can you think of any other words? Any other names?
No. Those are about the only four I know.
Okay. What is the building sometimes called where several prostitutes work?
House of prostitution.
Okay, any more slangy names in there?
Pretty old repute.
That's too polite.
That's all I know.
Would you say
excuse me, whorehouse.
Okay, that's what I was looking for. What do you call the manager of a prostitute?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard pimp?
I've heard that, but I didn't realize that's what a pimp was.
As far as I know, it's some guy who takes like 50% of the money she makes.
I see.
Hey, children, I'll see you already. Okay. What to you is the difference between a drunk and a derelict? Or is there
any? Maybe a derelict? There again, if you put one above the other, would you put a derelict above a drunk? I don't know.
I don't know. No, I'm not asking you to do that. I'm just wondering, does a derelict always necessarily have to be a drunk?
I don't know. I can't answer that.
All right. Would you ever... Okay. When you first think of drunks, I imagine you just think of guys, destitute guys, out on the streets, right? Is that what a drunk is to you?
Yeah.
Would you ever refer to somebody in your own peer group?
No, I've said we're alcoholics.
Okay. How about there are some cheap hotels around, I think, the northern side of town that cater to drunks. They're like $3 a room. Well, is there a general term for those kind of hotels?
Well, they're missions, I think, aren't they?
No, I'm not talking about the missions.
No.
I've seen those two. These are, one's called the Arden Motel. I've seen it.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, and I know the place with Arden Hotel, but I don't know that they are referred to anything in particular.
Okay, what I was looking for, if you use it as flophouse.
No, I've never heard them around here referred to as flophouses.
Okay, what is the kind of drug that young people roll up in cigarettes?
Marijuana.
Uh-huh. Now, what do you... Can you tell me what you know about other drugs besides marijuana? Harder drugs.
I don't really know anything about them. The only is what I've read, LSD.
Do you know what LSD does?
Well, you hallucinate. You have all these crazy things with it. So I understand. I don't know. I'm trying to think of codeine.
Do you know what codeine does?
That's
all you need to know.
Cocaine is another I've heard and read about.
Now, are all of these addictive as far as you know?
Well, I mean, like marijuana, I don't know that it's addictive to all, but I mean, it's just like alcohol. If I think if the person is going to be an addict, they can be with the drug or alcohol or whatever.
Whatever, yeah.
Some people can take it and some people can't. I wouldn't like to think that anybody can take it just to enjoy marijuana. I mean, that's my thinking of it.